Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
If you ain't tuning in another, then you must have a problem, Jai.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Broadway Louie checking in with MN Live Radio. I need y'all to tune in ASAP to the Den with Nala. It's fire. It's always on point. You know, I don't tell no lies on God.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Listen up. We have finally made it to our last interview of the night. It is Broadway Louie, you guys, out of Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Duval. Y'all doing big things. Y'all got a lot of talent and a lot of potential. I appreciate the ones that are supporting me. You guys are amazing. Just want you to know that. But listen up. We're about to get into this interview with Broadway Louie and his new EP that he just dropped today called On God. Here it goes. What's up, you guys? Listen up. We are on our third part of our interviews today, so I'm so glad for everybody that's sticking it out with us today. Listen up. Okay, right now I got online with me an artist by the name of Broadway Louie, and if you don't mind, would you like to introduce yourself to the people and tell them what you do and how long you've been doing it?
Yeah, no problem. My name is Broadway Louie. I'm an artist, extraordinaire, as well as an actor. Been doing it for about 6-7 years now. And I love it. I just love the art form. I love creating stuff and giving it to the people. And we're here on Dallas Day.
Okay, so where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Palm City, Jersey. And I always got to go to my name there because
wow. So, being that you have been in, you're in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I'm in Jacksonville.
So, being that you are in the area of Jacksonville from North Carolina, have your surroundings shaped you in a creative sense? And if it has, in what way?
Yeah, absolutely. I create outside anyway. I'm influenced by my surroundings, and anywhere I'm at, I kind of soak it in, and I create from that experience. So, being from New Jersey, I have, like, the northern style in my bag, but growing up in North Carolina, I was introduced to different artists like No Limit, Cash Money, Nelly, T.I., just different artists from the South, so it became like a part of me to love Southern music as well.
Wow.
And being in Duval, anybody from Duval knows Bootsy, Webby, Fives, Gucci, a lot of those types of artists are really big here, and like a landmark as far as artists go, so you get a lot of different flavors introduced to you by being here. So yeah, it's definitely influenced the way I create music and how I look at it as far as what I want fans to hear from me in order to make sure I have an impact.
Okay, so how did you get started?
That's a great question. My daughter asked me that the other day. I was a freestyler growing up. In high school, I was like a freestyler and a battler every once in a while. And I used to watch videos, and basically I would watch the video and basically write the lyrics down for the video. So I would record it and then continuously rewind it and write the lyrics down that I hear and then go rap them as if I was the artist. So I think I kind of started there with writing music because I would end up writing my own things afterwards. Right. And while I was in the military, I'd be on deployments and like freestyling was something that we would do to make time go past. So I remember one time I freestyled like the whole Carter 3 album and everybody was like, you're crazy.
No, no, Black Planet 3.
Yeah, you know, Wayne is amazing. So, once I got out, I didn't necessarily have a direction of where I wanted to go. And a lot of people suggested, like, hey, bro, you should really do music. Like, you're amazing at music. Like, you should do music. And I just, the passion that I had for basketball, it just transferred over to music. And I just, like, kept working it, kept working it, kept working it. So I found, like, my common ground, how I wanted to create, and what I wanted to do as far as entertainment goes. So I went to film school. Well, I went to Florida State first, so I could learn how to produce. That didn't work out because I ain't got no patience for it, for producing. I ended up leaving Full Sail to go to film school. And at film school, that's where I kind of like, I figured everything out as far as who I wanted to be as an artist and how I wanted my business to go. But then they introduced me into acting and everything just took off from there.
Wow, that was like part of the first part of this question that I just asked about how you got started was, did you do producing or rapping first? But when I was studying you out, I didn't see much talk about producing, so I threw that question out.
Yeah, I respect producers. I ain't got no patience for it.
Okay, listen. All right, so my next question is, what was your introduction to the underground scene?
There was a few people that I reached out to try to like get known here. I would say Brad King was one of the first ones. And then Bluff Guy, my producer, my main producer on my project Growth and on the new EP. Bluff Guy, he basically introduced me to the scene here. He put me on shows consistently. He introduced me to a lot of different artists, and I went from there. I just started making a name for myself from there, and I did a lot of the legwork myself. I reached out to a lot of the promoters, I reached out to the radio, I reached out to everybody myself, and I would basically just start showing up to area showcase, and no matter what, just I show up and perform, and from there, I just kept getting respect because everybody recognized my work ethic.
That's
so after a while, it just, my name spoke for itself, and I didn't necessarily have to do showcases anymore, but I kept doing them because I feel like there's always work you can do, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you can't sit on your hands in this art form or this career. You can't really sit on your hands and wait for opportunities to come, so I would go out for the opportunities, and I won a couple of showcases, the biggest one being the one with Bad Boy, and from there, I just kept growing up.
That's what's up. I'm proud of you already. Just met you, proud of you. Okay, so, at what age did you begin creating your music? In what era of your life?
I would say when I got out of the military about 6-7 years ago. It just like, what occurred was, I was a good freestyler, and I was good at like punchlines and stuff. But music made a transition to where punchlines wasn't what everybody was actually looking for. And I just wasn't getting the response that I really wanted. Like, everybody be like, oh, you're dope, but it wasn't lasting. And I started studying more of my favorite artists, and the common denominator I found was real music lasts longer than the other stuff. So I took that and I just started like trying to find ways to make sure I incorporated messages and real content into my music.
Right.
And it just, you know, it took some time, but after a while, it just, everything became natural. And when I started rapping about real stuff, I started getting more respect and people started to listen more to what I was saying. And, you know, because they knew it was genuine coming from my heart.
Right. So I'm glad you said that, but you're not the hype type person. Like, okay, I've done that. Hype can only get you so far. You got to create stuff that for longevity is what you're basically saying.
Yeah, that's my preference. I love all types of music, but I know for myself, my preference of music is like music that's going to last a lifetime, like music that lasts with a message, etc. But, you know, as you can hear from On God, like, I create On all types of vibes. And music is music. Art is art. You know what I'm saying? So it's subjective to whoever the listener is. So and with rap or hip hop, you kind of have to conform to the listener.
Right.
Or with the times, so you don't get left behind.
Damn.
So I started out as a hype rapper, whatever the case it is, but I thought that my more natural ability is just rapping. But over time, like I say, I found out different ways to make all types of hip hop and make all types of music. So I wouldn't say that I'm a hype rapper, because my songs that hit the radio were all hype songs or dance songs and songs that are, you know, being a party or a club or something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, growth is more like a hip hop album, but On God is, you know, Boss Moves is like that's a hype record. That's a hype record off top.
Motivation. Okay. Okay. Okay, so this is my favorite question of the night that I have been waiting for forever. How did you come up with the name Broadway Louie?
So, like I said, I'm from New Jersey, Patterson, New Jersey, born and raised. And I grew up on Broadway Ave, and so like I was coming home from school one day, and I seen smoke coming up. And I lived down the street from the school, and there was a corner store, a bodega as we call it up north, right next to my house. So I was thinking that the bodega was the one that's on fire. But as I got around the corner, I found out that it was my house on fire. So, I took that because that kind of broke up my family, or broke up, like, basically my childhood, because everything was kind of stable at that point. But from that point on, because that was like a family household, it wasn't just me and my mother, it was other people living there in my family.
Mm-hmm.
But from that point on, we kind of just moved all over the place in Patterson. So, we never sat still. We were in a different apartment like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept going to different schools. So, I kind of kept that. And Louis is my real name, so Louis is just a flip on that.
Okay.
But I kind of kept that as like something to remember. Like, that's where I come from. That's what you know what I mean? That's what kind of built me to be who I am.
Right.
Growing up on Broadway, all the experiences that I had on Broadway in Jersey.
It's like a thorn in your side where they say, don't forget where you came from.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so have you collaborated with anyone else for your album?
Yeah. Not on this one, but on Growth, I collaborated with Love God, of course, my producer, because he's a rapper too.
Wow.
Mizzy Raw, he's another rapper. He's out in Cali right now, but he's from Philly. Hella dope rapper. Blake Neal, he's a singer / rapper that's here in Jacksonville. Hella dope artist. You can find our other song, Freaking You, on streaming platforms everywhere. Hella dope. I've collaborated with Chameleon, T-Wan, Big Raider rapper, Tavon Lloyd, another R&B rapper. I collaborate with a lot of different artists. I try to keep that open because I love collaborating.
Right.
I love going into other people's worlds.
Right.
So if you're a certain artist, I always think it's dope for me to go on your energy and step out of my box for a little bit, or bring different flavor to your song, or bring different energy to your song that you might not have before.
I agree.
Yeah, I love collaborating. Always open to do collaborations. I have other collaborations coming up with different artists, because I'm becoming more of I wanted to collaborate with more artists on my own music, so
right.
I have more artists that I'm reaching out to now that I'm looking to get features locked in and everything going on, so, you know, we can expand the vision of Jacksonville, because Jacksonville is a big city,
right.
And there's a lot of love in the city for different artists, so the goal is to bring more attention to the other artists as well, and, you know, bring our fan bases together, so it's a lot more energy going on.
That's what's up. You have a big vision, not just on yourself, but everyone around you.
Yeah, because Duval has a huge scene, and it's not respected in the way that it should be.
Right.
And, you know, it gets a light, but those artists that it get a light from, those are different artists. Those artists aren't necessarily in my lane. which I love. I respect those artists and such, like Lil Papa, Baby Soldier, Young and Ace, Kamei and Tokyo Jets. Right. All of these artists are different, you know, in their own way. Right. But the guys on my team, you know what I mean, we not like those, right, those artists, you know what I'm saying? So, so my goal is to bring more attention to the artists that's like myself.
That's a okay. So this a throw off the mind questioning, because sometimes you be so focused, you gotta try to throw it off a little bit. So if you could be a any inanimate object in the world right now, what would it be and why?
Any object.
I
wouldn't say an animal, but animals got their own issues. I wish I was like just Hollywood in general.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I could like use my influence to do more, like to touch more people, to have more of an impact on what's going on in this world. Honestly, I wish I was like I don't, but at the same time, I wish I was like a government official.
Right.
You know, you can actually incorporate the change we want to see.
Right.
And you know what I mean, but cause I don't know what they be having going on.
Right now,
probably be a government official,
okay,
trying to actually be the change that we
want to
see.
That's what's up. That's deep. So, where did your influences come from?
My surroundings. A lot of the surroundings and things that I've seen. All the crazy stuff that I've seen. My daughters. Huge influence on how I move and how I as far as like mentors, Kobe, a huge influence on my mentality, the mama mentality, you know, he's going hard.
Yeah.
Jay-Z with his business savvy, you know, he's trying to find new ways to innovate.
Yeah.
Fab had a huge impact on my style early on, like I was talking about the punchline and stuff. Like, that directly came from Fabulous and Joe Budden, like.
What?
Yeah, like that directly came from them. Like, you couldn't tell me nothing about neither one of them, and you had to out rap me. And if you was gonna try to out rap me, just know that I rap like them.
Wow. So, like, that's a heads up before we get started, right?
Yeah. Like, anybody that been in a freestyle circle with me, or like been rapping with me, or whatever, they know I am. Like, I'm going. You're gonna have to do it. You're gonna have to go to that level to try to either keep up with me or like understand. Cause I'm like a different animal when it comes to competition and, you know, proving my worth. Nipsey is a huge influence on like how I handle things independently. How I move, like as far as like how I want to be respected from people, how I garner respect of others, how I stay humble, and what's the word I'm looking for? I move with a deliberacy. Like I move deliberately. Like I don't waste words.
Okay.
I don't BS. I don't try to fuck people over. I stick to the script.
Yes.
And I do things right. I try to do right by people. You know what I'm saying? Of course, mistakes, but for the most part, I never move with ill intent. You're going to have to provoke me in order to get that out of me.
Right.
And even then, I might just, like, brush you off or whatever case it is. So, I got a lot of influences, actor-wise, you know, Denzel, Jamie Foxx, Will Smith, Chadwick, rest in peace to Chadwick. I got a lot of different influences because I come from a place where I didn't have a father.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of which I saw on TV or from the Dope Boys in the projects and such. That's where I you know, got my vision from who I wanted to be, right. Or what I realized I didn't want to be.
Right, right. That's understandable. And it's deep at the same time, because you put together a whole life of potential while going through that.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so you dropped the album today, and we got to talk about that. So, tell people what the name of that album is, and, you know, what's going on.
So, today at midnight, well, early on at midnight, On God was released, produced by Bluff God. It's a 4-song EP with different energy on each record. And it's probably my funniest record from what I've gotten feedback on. Like, Growth is my baby and everybody loves Growth. But this is the record that everybody is just like, yo, this shit is crazy, right? Record to record to record, everybody finds the different vibe that they want from it. Everybody has their own favorite record. Boss Moves is, of course, the unanimous one that everybody really rocks with, because a lot of people haven't heard me on these types of records. So the energy that I'm giving off, like the hype record that we was just talking about, that's what they feel like. I didn't think too much on them. I didn't, like, you know, go all heavy on the content, this and that third. They're more like energy, and it's fun. And I got bars in there, but for the most part, they're just records that go hard. Like, right. Boss Moves.
But, I mean, what do people expect? Like, they expect it for you to go from good to worse? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, people just expect fun. Like, people expect introspective records from me.
Okay.
I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper's rapper.
Okay.
Everybody expects that type of music from me. But the people that's in my circle or those around me, they know that I create all types of records.
Right.
I write music for film and TV. So those records, not even under my name, but they have different vibes as well. So you wouldn't know that I create all these different types of records.
Right.
If you only listen to the music that was out.
Okay.
So with the music that, with the EP, On God, it's just like a teaser to let you know that this is what's next. Like, this is where I'm headed next with my music.
Because
I like to have fun. Like, I like to have different things. And I would say that, like, yes, it's under the name Broadway Louie, but it's more so under my alter ego, which is Trap Louie, in which I indulge in trap beats and go crazy on them. And the idea of Trap Louie came from this, right? So when I was going back and forth with the record labels and, you know, being one of those artists that was trying to get signed, they kind of had me depressed a little bit, because I got up to those offices, my management's talking to those labels and stuff, and they want to sign me, but they're saying, like, where's your Lil Uzi records? Where's your T Grizzly records? Like, all your music right now is too serious, and this, and that, third. And I'm thinking, like, the biggest artists in the world, they have these types of records.
Right.
You got J. Cole, you got Kendrick. They was telling me that my music was depressing. It was too much about depression.
Really?
Too much about the dark things that I was going through.
Right.
So I was kind of like, well, fuck the industry. Like, I kind of didn't want to rap no more, because it's like, you work so hard to get to this point, and you want to be around Def Jam, and you want to be around these offices and labels, but then you find out what they're really about.
Right.
And it's not about that art. It's about the dollar sign. So...
Yes, and that's so hard. I'm glad you said that, because dealing with a lot of artists, with being an A&R, and you're trying to explain that to them. Like, I've dealt with a lot of down south artists, and we have our own style in the south. So, you know, when you're talking to her, you'd be like, okay, so this is what the industry is looking for, you might have to switch this up. Then it's like, well, bump that, I don't want to do it. And it's like, okay, then you gotta choose a battle. Are you gonna be dependent forever, or do you wanna sign to a label? You know?
Right, it is a decision you gotta make.
Yes.
That's why I was depressed, because it's like, as a true artist, you wanna be able to create what you wanna create.
Yes.
But when you find out that, oh, you might not be successful as you think you will be, because they don't want to push that type of music, or they don't want to fund you or give you the advance money or the label money to do those things, you kind of like, damn, what the hell am I supposed to do now?
Right.
But that's where you got to find that balance. but so what kind of art, like you said, what kind of artist do you want to be? Do you want to be your own type of artist, or do you want to be what the label want to make you?
Right.
And what I did was, I kind of, once I got out of my depression and stuff, once my mind got clear from my sister passing and everything else, I figured out what I was going to do is, you know what, I'm going to jump on these trap beats, and I'm going to do what these other trap artists do, but I'm going to do it better,
right.
Because I'm a better rapper than they are.
Right.
So, I'm not going to make the same music that they're making, and I'm not no copycat, I'm an original artist, I like doing my own stuff.
Right.
But what I can do is jump on the same type of beats they jump on, and find my own way to maneuver on them, and find my own way to create something that's true to me and something that's dope.
I like that.
So, yeah, it took some time, but over a time span, I finally found my place with it and found out where I will be comfortable with it, to where it's not too cheesy, it's not too political, it's not too serious. Like I said, you don't have to think too much about it. It's just natural. It's just natural art, and you can just enjoy it. Like, that's where I'm at now. It took some time too, but now the music is perfect.
Okay, but perfection takes time, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So, okay. We're not going to rush it. If we got to wait 2 more years for another good album, we're going to wait. Okay?
Yeah, like I said, with Nip, it was right. Nip, before Nip did this last deal, rest in peace Nip, before he did that last deal with Atlantic, he released Victory Lap, Nip had already turned down Atlantic like 10 times already.
Yeah.
Because they wasn't giving him the deal that he wanted.
Right.
And as an independent artist, you gotta understand that, yeah, you might not get it all right then and there. What I made up in my mind is, okay, y'all offering me a $30,000 deal right now. If you offer me a $30,000 deal right now, that means that I'm worth really like $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, maybe more. But you wanna offer me something that you know I'm gonna accept, because most artists don't have money like that.
And
most artists ain't seen on a bank or ain't got investments already. Most artists, you know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of artists gonna accept that deal. They think that they, okay, we made it. But in my mind, I'm looking at the contract and I'm like, yo, y'all trying to take money off of my merch, y'all trying to take money off of my shows, y'all trying to take money off my filming.
Everything.
I think for film school, like, why should I let you get part of that money? Like, nah, I don't agree with none of this. So,
and that's why I encourage a lot of artists to learn the business side of it. Like, it's more than just rapping, and
it's way more than just the music.
Yeah, like, you gotta know.
If anything, that's the last part nowadays.
Right. You got to know the your paperwork.
You gotta have the image and not even have the music behind you nowadays and be successful.
Facts.
Which is crazy.
It's so backwards.
Yeah. I always tell artists, like, yo, yeah, the label deals is cool, but the label deals ain't nothing but really a loan. It's just a loan, and you gotta pay it back at some point. So you gotta recoup all that money back, and then still try to profit. And everybody not creating number one hits like Baby, well, Lil Baby or the Baby, off top. You know what I mean? And a lot of those artists, they're set up in those situations. That's why, you know, going to a certain label is like going to the right basketball team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get drafted by the right team with the right surroundings, yeah, you gonna blow up. But is it, are you going to maintain that? Are you going to have your business intact? So,
right.
What I figured was, I just keep on building my worth. And if it comes back around, if somebody wants to do a deal with me, it's going to have to be a partnership. Because I'm not giving my masters away. I'm not giving the rights away to my music or anything like that. So, if y'all don't want to give me what I want, then I'm fine. I'll just keep doing it independently. And I deal with it. I've accepted that I might not be as big as other artists because I don't sign those deals.
Right.
And that's fine with me, because a lot of those artists sign those deals, and then the next year they can't wait to get out of those deals.
Right, and I always look at it as know your worth. Like, okay, it's like I tell a lot of people, like, okay, I'm not going to school to get all this and build myself up to do what I want to do for a low price. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my worth. And then second of all, I was working with the artist about 2 months ago, and they signed a distribution deal with the label, and they were coming to me for marketing, and I'm like, that's supposed to be covering your label. Why are you coming to me for that? It's a distribution deal. They was like, I don't know. I said, did you read the paper?
Right.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's why the labels kind of turned their back to me. I mean, I turned the deals down, but they kind of stopped fucking with me because I had my own lawyer that wasn't attached to the
label.
That wasn't attached to the label.
Smart,
the case was, and she broke down the deal for me so I could understand every single line.
Yeah.
And see how exactly I'm not benefiting from this deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you might do okay for the first, you know what I'm saying, 3 months or so. But then, what you gonna do if things don't work out the way you think it's gonna work out? Like, what if that song you think is supposed to be the big song don't work out? It might work out for some people, like, but it ain't gonna work out for everybody.
Right.
You still gotta pay that money back. And when you got a deal saying, hey, if we don't wanna let you out of this deal, we don't have to let you out of this deal.
Right.
Or if
that's the fine print. That's the fine print that they don't see.
They wanted to keep my music, they wanted to keep my name, the stuff they wanted to keep my music that I created before I even met them.
Wow.
So I'm just like, yo, y'all tripping, like y'all ain't grown up on Broadway, y'all ain't come up with this name.
Okay.
Y'all didn't make this music, so why am I gonna give you the rights to this stuff?
Y'all don't even know what's going on the album.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just, you learn a lot, you know what I'm saying, in this music business, and it's a sacrifice you gotta make.
Yeah.
Whether or not you gonna sign a deal and suck it up, or, you know, whatever the case is. I just figured, I start spending my money on myself, and I bet on myself.
Right. I agree. And that's what I encourage a lot of artists to do, working as an A&R, too. Like, just, if you gonna do this, just spend more money and progression. Yeah.
That's it.
But if you're looking for a rush side of it, then go ahead. Well, I feel like if you wait and then you're going to have patience, then you got a whole lot waiting for you on the other side.
Right.
You just build
like,
in.
Like,
and
like Russ.
Yes.
Russ did all the stuff himself, and he makes damn near $1 million a month off of just his music because of the deals that he did do.
Damn.
The distribution deals aren't bad as long as you got the paperwork right.
Wow. Okay. So we learning so much from you today. We don't even want to end the interview, but we're gonna let you go because we know we all got got you. Right. So listen, before you go though, let everybody know where they can find you at and this new album at this
okay,
moment.
So I made it easy for everybody. You can find me everywhere on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. You can find me everywhere. At Broadway Louis, BROADWAYLOUIE. You can find me on all the streaming platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon Music, etc. You can find me everywhere at Broadway Louis. And the new EP On God, all you gotta do is type in On God, the Google search, or on your streaming platforms. And that's GAWD, not G-O-D, GAWD, On God, on all the streaming platforms, everywhere. And yeah, man, you can follow me everywhere as Broadway Louis. So, holla at me. I always respond to my fans and supporters. Any artists out there that want to collab and work, we can definitely do so. Hit me up. It does come with a fee, but we can work something out because, you know, it's about the business at the same time.
Okay.
But if you're genuine and such, you know what I mean, I'm sure we can figure something out. But yeah, hit me up.
That's what's up. Alright, thank you Louis for joining us and sharing your story with us today. We're going to drop this whole interview probably tonight or first thing in the morning, but you're going to have this interview.
Perfect. Have a good night.
Alright, you too. Alright you guys, we just wrapped up that hot interview with Broadway Louis. It was so much to talk about. We really didn't want to let him go, you guys, but we know he's got so much planned for us for the future, so we gotta let him go. But right now, we're about to go into his new song off of his EP album called On God. You feel me? The name of this song is called Boss Moves, so stay tuned.
Movies, I'm all in the credits. Hey, you're not offending me, touching my energy, you can forget it. Nah, they try to snuck me down, they cannot hold me to unbreak the records. Let them make memories go down in history, gotta respect it. Hey, 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 back out, showing off. Speeding through traffic, she holding on. I get the back, she just throw the ball. Sushi and tatty, you know I'm raw. What's that? Dipset. Baby, come and get some this way. No rush, sit back. It's a struggle, cause you're impressed. Whoa. Hey, hey, boss moves here, we back at it. Hey, hey, sniff this like a crack at it. Hey, hey, y'all hate it, cause you ass back. Follow pins, I'm your baby battles. Nick Kennedy, I stay white. I'm filming these movies, I'm all in the credits. Hey, you're not offending me, testing my energy, you can forget it. Nah, they try to slow me down, Nick, and I hold me down, I'm breaking records. Yeah, let it make memories go down the history, you gotta respect it. Hey, hey, I've been going off filming these movies, I'm all in the credits. Hey, you're not offending me, testing my energy, you can forget it. Nah, they try to slow me down, Nick, and I hold me down, I'm breaking records. Yeah, let it make memories go down the history, you gotta respect it. Hey, hey, hey. Pop out with a sack. Hey, no talks with a rat. Nah, big dog with a bat. Whoa, legs loop a high rat. Hey, put it up, bring it back. Miss me with your cat. Miss me. Yeah, I fell off the mat. Hey, you get money where I'm at. Whoa, you think you see any? Nah, you got the DC. Oh, you empty like Lizzie Moore. All through the seas we ball. Huh? She got no reason to call. Nah, she want me to be in the car. Hey, I told her to keep on those walls. Hey, hey, hey. Slide me up in my vehicle. Up and down, hey, peekaboo. Big meals, yeah, I need a few. Need a few. Need a few. Need a few. Up and saw like I need a suit. New coupe, I don't need a room. Nah, no sense, so you see the truth. Hey, hey, hey. I've been gone, I'm filming these movies, I'm all in the credits. Hey, you're not offending me, testing my energy, you can forget it. Nah, they try to slow me down, they cannot hold me down, I'm breaking records. Yeah. Let it make memories go down in history, you gotta respect it. Ayy, ayy, I just make all my feminist movies, I'm all in the credits. Ayy, you're not offending me, touch my energy, you can forget it. Nah, they try to slow me down, nigga, now hold me down, I'm breaking records. Yeah, let it make memories go down in history, you gotta respect it. Ayy, ayy, ayy.
Alright, alright, alright. The name of that song was Boss Moves again by Broadway Louie. Okay? You heard it here first right here on MN Live Radio. You know how we do it. Make sure you stay tuned in with me throughout the week. We have so many opportunities from Andres Talent Management to Making It Magazine. I am so honored to be a part of these guys. And I thank and I really appreciate Broadway Louie for taking the time out of his schedule to tune in with us today and share his story. All right, you guys, make sure you know to send all your music and your mixes in to us to mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com. If you need help spreading those streams, getting them out there, promotions, anything like that, make sure you hit us up. If you're looking to do a hot interview just like Broadway did and share your story with the world, make sure you contact me at mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com as well. Make sure you promote this interview. Make sure you get it out there. This is a very awesome interview for the world to hear, you guys. Make sure you support, support, support. Support is given. Support is due. You feel me? I probably didn't even say that right. But listen up, you guys. You know what time it is for me. This is your host right here at MN Live Radio, your girl Nala, and I'm signing out.